Welcome into episode 135 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you have not listened or watched the last episode, episode 134, I highly suggest you watch or listen or watch that because it's one of my favorite episodes personally. I went on a freaking tangent at the end there, the last half of it. I was in my bag. I was feeling myself. So if you haven't checked it out, yeah, go check that out and then come back to this one or listen to it after this one, whatever you want to do. But in this one, I'm going to try to keep this under 12 minutes. That's my goal. But my goals for the length of video time and podcast time never seem to come to fruition. But we're going to try. So in this one, I'm going to be talking about feeling overwhelmed because I'm currently going through that right now. I just feel super overwhelmed. And it's just like, it just feels like I have so much to do, but it feels like I don't have enough time. You know, it's the feeling that a lot of people feel in, you know, throughout their life. So do you ever feel like, ask yourself this, do you ever feel like you have just a never-ending number of things to do during your day? You just feel like you have like 50 things that you do in your 24 hours in your day, or for the time you're awake, 16 to 18 hours during the day. And you're just like, I feel like I don't have enough time to do this. I understand that. That's how I feel 3, 4, 5 days of the week. And it's crazy. And you kind of have to keep reminding yourself. It's like, just do the things that are most important. Do the things that you absolutely need to get done. And just don't beat yourself up. Okay? I think this is the biggest thing, is just don't beat yourself up over not completing some of your tasks. If you don't get to it, you don't get to it. Don't hang your head. Don't get all mad at yourself. Don't get all negative and just be like, damn it. It's like, it's my fault. It's like, damn, I have to do that. I should have done that. It's like, now I can't, like, you know, go on with my day because I didn't do that thing. No, take a step back, you know, breathe a few times, deep breaths, and just be like, okay, I didn't do the thing I needed to get done or I wanted to get done. But now it's like, okay, it's not a big deal. As always, you know, I could do it next hour or I could do it tomorrow, and I'll do it first thing in the morning. That's what you gotta do. Whenever you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't complete the things that you've done, that you wanted to do, that you had written on your calendar, written on your schedule, just don't beat yourself up. Just take it with a grain of salt and kind of move on. I think if you adopt that mindset, I think it's just like, you're more free. You feel more free. I think you'll be more happy too. You'll definitely be more happy because you're not beating yourself up over not doing something. And I think that's the most important thing, is just to keep your sanity level, keep your happiness, and just remain positive. Even when, you know, things aren't going your way, you're having a bad day, you get distracted. You know, we all have those days. Those days happen to every single human being out there. We have those days, we wake up and you feel like you're gonna accomplish the world. You feel like you're gonna tackle everything on your to-do list. And then you quickly realize that some things are going not your way. You're bad luck's happening. You spill your coffee when you walk out the door to go to work. You spill your coffee. You drop your breakfast in the morning on the floor. And then you get in your car and your car doesn't start. Whatever happens, we all have those days where just things just don't go our way. And when those days happen, because they do, they happen a few times a year, I feel like for every single person, when they happen, you just gotta be like, all right, today's just not my day. You just gotta accept that fact. Be like, today is not my day. It's like, how can I make the most of this day regardless? How can I make the most of it? Yeah, you might not be mentally in the day. You might not be mentally, you know, focused on getting your work done. And you gotta be aware of that. You gotta be aware of that going throughout your day. It's like, so you gotta be like, okay, self, today's not our day. Let's be honest about that, but we're gonna make the most of it. We might not be able to complete all of the tasks that we wanted to do today, but let's start with like completing these three tasks. These three most important tasks, and we'll leave the other five for the next day or two. And you complete those three tasks, and I promise you, at the end of the day, you're gonna be super satisfied with yourself, even though you didn't complete those 8 tasks that were on your schedule to begin with. And I think you just gotta take a look at the big picture and realize that you're gonna have bad days, you're gonna have days that just don't go your way. And if you dig deep and you still find a way to complete some of the most important tasks that you set out for yourself, you're gonna be a lot better off. You're gonna be mentally better. You're going to be more happy. You're going to be a much more positive person with that going on. And I just mentioned, do the most important things first. And if you're having a bad day, let's say you had the task of, like, I'll take my example. Okay, so I have a task for every day is to contact business owners to meet up with them. And if I'm having, let's say I woke up today, rolled out of bed, you know, I tripped coming out of bed and I stubbed my toe. And then I got downstairs and I got my glass of water, dropped it, spilled it everywhere. And at that point in time, I'd be like, okay, today's not my day so far. But how can I make the most of this? How can I remain positive and just do the things, do the most important things today and just try to salvage this day and try to make it as successful as I possibly can and be satisfied when I put my head on the pillow later at night. How can I do that? It's like, okay, so I had to contact these business owners. I'm going to contact them. And the next thing I got to do, I got to get a podcast episode out. I got to edit it and get it out to the world. It's okay. I'll do that second. And then third, I got to do some, you know, MLS and real estate stuff. If I can do those three things today, I'll be satisfied. And you got to transition that to your world. What three things will you want to get done? What are the three most important things on your schedule for that day? That day you're not feeling up to it, the day you're feeling wicked overwhelmed and you just don't know what to do, you just feel like you have so much going on, things aren't going your way. Just think of the three most important things that you can do that will make you, that will, you will look back at the end of the day and be like, you know what, I'm so glad I did that. And you'll be satisfied and happy with yourself. And you go to bed happy and ready for the next day. So at the end of the day, like I mentioned before, don't beat yourself up. Do not beat yourself up if you don't, even if you don't complete those three most important tasks. Like back in early June of this year, I was having a rough stretch and I didn't really do much during, like, it was like a Wednesday and Thursday and a Friday. I had a very bad patch, something I, you know, I just couldn't control. And I didn't beat myself up over it. I just was like, you know what, we can take these days off. It's only a few days and you can get back on the saddle on Monday and really go at it hard. But in those few days where it was rough for me, I didn't really work much. And the thing is, I felt guilty at first. It's like, I feel like I should be working right now. I feel like I should be doing something productive with real estate or whatever the case may be. But I didn't do much of anything because I literally couldn't. I couldn't focus on work. Maybe I was thinking about doing an episode about those days, like today, like what I was going through, what I'm still going through. But I ultimately came to the conclusion that I didn't want to do that yet. I wasn't ready. But that'll be coming in the future at some point, because I think it could really help people out there, because I know people go through similar things as to what I'm going through personally. If we all have those days, I had those days recently. I just didn't work and I didn't beat myself up over it. I just, you know, took it with a grain of salt, did what I needed to do that day, kept myself distracted, watched some, you know, some new YouTube and Netflix, and I didn't beat myself up. And you gotta do the same thing when you have those days. When you have those bad days, you just gotta say to yourself, okay, today's a bad day. I'm not in a good mood. I don't feel like doing work. I don't feel like completing my task for the day. That's okay. That's okay. As long as you don't make it a habit, if you don't make it a habit that, you know, you have like 2 or 3 days a week where you just don't do any work, but you have like maybe a day or two of like every few months where it's just like you're just going through something and just have to unwind and just not, you know, plug in and do work that day. That's completely fine. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty like me and just, you know, because you come first, ultimately. Your happiness comes first. That's the biggest thing. You can miss a day or two of work or whatever, you know, miss some task. You don't need to complete those, okay? And I'm going to leave you with this note. Remain positive no matter what. I'm a very positive person. I try to be, at least. And like last episode, I mentioned how most of the content I consume on social media is positive and how I've move myself away from following negative people on social media and negative things like the news and politics, because it's always negative. And I've just kind of been trying to surround myself and listen and watch and read positive content, because we need more of that. I need more of that. I need it as much as I can get. And it's just like, just remain positive no matter what, no matter how bad things are going. Keep reminding yourself. Every day I meditate, tell myself what I'm grateful for. because I'm grateful for so many different things. You just gotta find it in yourself to find those moments. Those find like, okay, I'm grateful for the, you know, for the ability to breathe. I'm grateful for, you know, my family. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful for the opportunities I have, that type of thing. You just gotta remind yourself of that every single day. Every single day you wake up, think about, I'm so grateful for this day. I'm ready to get going. And treat every day like it's a life, you know, like it's a life of its own, because it really is. Every single day is literally a life in itself. You only get so many days in your life. You know, 36,500 days if you live to 100 years old, which does not seem like a lot at all. And you gotta treat every single day like it's your last. It's so cliche, but it's so true. You wake up, you gotta live in the present moment. Be grateful for that day. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for just your ability to walk, to speak, to hear, to listen, to taste things, and just be grateful in the moment every single day of your life. Okay, and that's what I want to leave you with. Okay, so remain positive no matter what the situation is. If you're having a bad day, if you're feeling overwhelmed, shake it off. We all have those days. Don't beat yourself up for that. And ultimately, just get it, you know, lock in for the next day and really hit it hard, hit the ground running. So thank you for watching or listening to this episode. I truly appreciate that. If you have not liked this video on YouTube, it means so much to me. It helps with the algorithm, helps more people see it, that sort of thing. And it tells me that I'm doing a good job and you know, it gives me a little boost of confidence. And it tells me I'm posting the right things, posting the right content, that type of thing. Subscribe to my channel. Lots of different content on my personal YouTube channel. Follow this podcast on Spotify. Review it on whatever podcast platform you listen to this on. Just helps with me a lot. Thank you. And I'll see you on episode 136.